In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. I should have mentioned that the readings in Starlink are different from the gospel I read. So that's why. I'm still now, some of you are searching for it. I can sense that. You know, my job as a priest, pastor, whatever you want to call me, is to bring hope to people. We have a shortage of hope in our world. And the purpose of Christ coming to us and to our families and friends, our community and our world, is to bring hope. I was talking to a headmaster on Friday, and he said this: he feels that there's something sinister going on with the world at the moment. And I reminded him that's the case for a very, very long time. Something sinister going on in the world. And by the way, we are part of the problem. We're not removed from the problem. We are integral to it. Something sinister going on with the world. And today we mark Gaudete Sunday, rejoice. It's meant to be a lighter, uplifting moment in the Advent period of repentance that we prepare for as we move towards Christmas. And I was thinking to myself, how on earth is it that we've got this rose-coloured candle and we associate it with John the Baptist? What happened to John the Baptist? Do you remember? What happened to him? He got his head cut off, yeah. So how do you equate the two? I would never associate John the Baptist with pink, perhaps even with joy. Let me tell you why. John was the forerunner before Jesus. He said, "The person who's coming after me, I cannot even untie the thongs of his shoes because he is so profound." He made this statement, and we'll later say it at the communion. He said this. He pointed at Jesus, and he said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who what? Takes away the sin of the world." Think about that. Is that true? Behold this man who will take away the sin of the world. Do you get the weight of that statement? Behold the one who will take away the sin of the world. My sin, your sin, our sin, the sin of this community, the sin of the nation, the sin of the whole world, not just for now, but for all things past, all things present, all things future. He is the one who will take away the sin of the whole world. Will it all be laid on him? See the power of the statement? You see, if it's true, no wonder we've got a candle that is rejoicing, because if it's true, it's the most profound statement you could ever come across in one sense. It's a cause for rejoicing. By the way, he deals with your sin. He deals with Gary Williams' sin and Linda North's sin. Those private sins, by the way, that I'd rather you didn't know about, that if they were disclosed in public, I would be extremely embarrassed to every sin. Hang on, what is the most painful, sinful moment that humanity has ever known? Is it the Holocaust? You mean he dealt with the Holocaust, the sin that was portrayed on those 6 million people? The people that have been shot on Bondi Beach this morning, the sins involved there. The whole sin of all time, everywhere, every place, Everything was laid on him. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Wow. That's a cause for rejoicing. That's a cause for rejoicing. I went to Newton Farm School this week. They asked me to give a talk for Christmas. The teacher there, who's head of RE, she's a Muslim, she said, I want you to talk on something. I said, what? She said, I want you to talk on the incarnation. A Muslim. Father, I want you to talk on the incarnation. I talked on the incarnation. God come in man and dwelled amongst us. You see, the only reason that the sins of the world could be dealt with, past, present, future, all of history, the only reason it could be dealt with, because the one who steps into our situation is God himself. Have you got that? Another human being couldn't carry the weight of it. It's just too much. It's just too much. It's just too much. The only way that it can all be dealt with is if God himself comes and holds it and says it's finished. Who deals with it? This is why Christianity is wonderfully profound. A gift to us. And this is why today we light our rose-colored candle, because it's a reason for rejoicing. It's Gaudete. If you came here last night, you'd have heard it sung wonderfully in Latin by the choir that were here, Capital Connections. It was a great evening. Gaudete, Gaudete, rejoice, rejoice. Because we have beheld the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world. So if Lyndon today trusts in him, my sin was laid on him, and therefore I have a cause for rejoicing. All his sin was laid on him, therefore he has a cause for rejoicing. Chris's sin was laid on him, therefore he has a cause for rejoicing. He can walk from this place free today and rejoice. And that's why if we understand the power of this, we can bring hope to one another. You see, you share in my ministry. You are priests like me. The reason that you've been baptized and called is that you have got the reason to bring hope to one another. To go out from this place today into whatever you faced, your family, your friends, your work, the places that you go, wherever you go, even if you go to Waitrose after the service, you can bring hope to it. Gaudete, because behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It's powerful. If you could just get it, brings hope. Bondi Beach today, 10 plus people killed. Gaudete, on him, all the pain and suffering that's been laid there can be freed, because behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. See, the cradle and the cross together. Cradle and the cross together. That's the story. That's the story. Cradle and cross together. Straw and nails together. Straw and nails together. Cradle and cross, straw and nails held together. That's why we can rejoice. And this little Advent wreath tells the story of that. There are two words in Greek for time. There are actually seven, but I'll give you two. One is the word chronos, chronos, where we get the word chronology, chromograph, chronic. It stands for linear time, time that just passes by, time that we waste, daily time, And God has been speaking into that time from the beginning of history. And then there's another wonderful word called kairos. Kairos. This is the special time, the now time that God speaks in and breaks in to situations. So all of these things are just the beginnings of some understanding of God breaking in. God breaking in via Abraham. God breaking in via the prophets, especially Isaiah. That's why we read from Isaiah all the way through Advent. God breaking in through John the Baptist. And then next week, God breaking in through the life of Mary and what she was. And then finally, God breaking in himself, coming amongst us in Jesus. Kairos moments. And by the way, every single one of us here have had special moments in our life when God has spoken and broken in. If we just note it, if we just come alive to it, if we do what's called, we're meant to do in Advent, we watch and we wait, the kairos moments. I'll give you a kairos moment in my own life. Kairos moment. My best mate said to me, "You want to go to that church in central London?" He said, "There are loads of good-looking women there." What do you think I did the next Sunday? I went to that church. I walked into the church, and a lady came up to me. Who do you think it was? It was somebody called Barbara. She introduced herself. A kairos moment. She was incredibly forward. She said, "Would you like me to give you a lift home?" She had no idea where I lived. I could have lived in South Wales. Fortunately for her, I lived in Northwood and she lived in North Wembley. But then began a relationship, a kairos moment. And you see, if we understand the story, every single one of us here at any time can be open to God's involvement in our life. Kairos moment. The two guys here, I took their dear mum's funeral a few months back. For them, it was a kairos moment. They've been here ever since, so thank you for coming. Many other people here, kairos moments when God steps in and speaks into your life. And if you make yourself available to God, all of us daily can have kairos moments when God comes and speaks, steps in. A conversation with a head teacher on Friday was a kairos moment for me because I tried to bring hope to him. Are you with me? It's the glory about following Jesus. This is all kairos moments when God steps in. So will you become alive to his presence as we finally come to the end of Advent? Will you allow God to speak to you and come alive to you? Kairos moments. Chronic Chronos, kairos. And when we do, when we allow him to come alive to us and speak to us, we can bring hope to one another. There are people here today who need hope. I know because when I speak to them, I can see in their eyes and their heart they have little hope. There's a loss here. They need hope. The great ministry of a place like this, we only realized it, is that this is a place where we can baptize people in hope and give them a future. So I pray today this will be a kairos moment for some people here, that you'll allow God to speak to you and come alive to him at this Advent time. And you'll understand perhaps for the first time in your life what it was for our pink candle of John the Baptist, Gaudete, rejoice, 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 because we have beheld the one who took on him the sin of the world. Rejoice, Gaudete, straw and nails rejoice.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. The whole world, knowingly or unknowingly, and ourselves cry out for a Saviour, and we thank you that you have sent Jesus, who is that Saviour, our Saviour, every day and in every situation. Lord, this Christmas may people come to know Jesus, whom they so desperately need, and help us to be faithful witnesses to that end in all the meetings we have with friends, family, colleagues, and neighbours. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Everlasting God, as we continue to prepare for Christmas, help us to find time in our busy lives to be quiet where we can, through prayer and reflection, and appreciate the wonder of your love. As we revisit the story of Jesus' birth through our Advent worship and singing carols, deepen our joy and invigorate our prayers and our praise, and help it to challenge the very way that we live our lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Faithful God, may we be like Mary in her response to Gabriel's message that she was chosen to give birth to Jesus. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Rather than, dare I say, Zechariah, who is dismayed by the impossibility of his circumstances when told he would father a child, John the Baptist, because of his and his wife's very old age, he answered, how can this be? Lord, when we think of your promises over our lives and families and the promise that things will work out despite the circumstances, some seemingly impossible, may we just keep trusting you and thanking you along the way. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, help us to worship in such a way that our joy in you grows through the recognition of the countless ways we have benefited from your blessings throughout our lives and the goodness and mercy that you show to us despite our many shortcomings. Help us to pass on our faith to the next generation of our families, that they too might praise you with the same joy that Mary did. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for the nations of the world at this moment and our very dear United Kingdom with its many problems and challenges. Give wisdom to those who govern nationally and locally to be able to lead and implement solutions and bring peace to so much discord. We think especially of international issues. Bring a lasting peace and justice to the war in Ukraine and an end to the countless and needless deaths there. Likewise, maintain the peace in Gaza and the supply of aid and its reconstruction, and end to all the other conflicts in that region. And Lord, we think, as Lyndon has mentioned, that earlier and ongoing situation in Australia, Bondi Beach, with reports of the 10-plus who've been shot and killed and the many wounded. We pray that you'll intervene in that situation. Well, that's all we can do. We can just bring it over to you. And we're aware again of news of other shootings around the world. Just intervene, Lord. We can't do anything other than bring these things to you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father God, we pray for those whose children cannot take part in Christmas celebration because of the expense, those who put themselves seriously into debt at this time, attempting to meet expectations, those who may have to use food banks for a Christmas meal, Help us to do all that we can for our prayers and for our giving to the local and international charities that are helping those less fortunate. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful God, we raise before you the sick and the suffering, that you would show the strength of your arm and scatter everything which prevents them from enjoying health and wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. We bring before you now all those on our hearts who are ill and suffering at this time, and including Earl Adams, Michael Donnellan, Lenore Marcano, Green, Noel, Stephen, Elizabeth Francis, Malcolm George, Emily Rockingham, Pam Story, Martin Vowers, David Udall, Angela Zadurian. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty God, at Christmas, we cannot help but remember with sadness those who are no longer with us, those whom we used to enjoy and celebrate Christmas together with. We think, like when we're children, our dear grandparents, and as we're older, we think of our parents, whose passing leaves a space that only they could fill. We pray for those who have died recently, and for those to who, us whose anniversary occurs at this time, bring comfort to those who mourn. We remember with thanksgiving Alfred Shadbolt, Max Norter, Vernal Lewis, Francis Pay, Ada Pay, Stuart Hobbs. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. At this darkest time of the year, we are cheered by the lovely Christmas lights brightening up our streets and houses, and likewise and profoundly recognize that despite the world being in darkness and seemingly getting darker, Jesus is the light of the world. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Gracious God, our hearts desire the warmth of your love, and our minds are searching for the light of your word. Increase our longing for Christ, our Saviour, and give us the strength to grow in love, that the dawn of his coming may find us rejoicing in his presence and welcoming the light of his truth in this season. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.